Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM, KMOX. Rach is out for the next couple of weeks, so it's us boys and some guests. Trish was on today. She'll be back on Thursday. As you know, we like to highlight local musicians, and a lot of our friends come in on the show and play. Today, we have a new friend, Devin Cahill, and I met her through Julie Lally, whose birthday is today. Hello, Julie. Happy birthday. Hope you're having a wonderful day, and pleasure to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Yeah, I'm so glad you're in. Yeah. So introduce yourself to the KMOX audience.
Yeah. So I'm Devin Cahill. I'm a local singer-songwriter, born and bred here in St. Louis, Missouri. And I play original indie folk music, and I have a full band, and then I play solo as well all around town.
Yeah.
And regionally a little bit. And
take me all the way back. I'm fascinated by these stories. Like, tell me about your first guitar and when you really said, like, I think I can do this.
Okay, so if you want me to take you back, we have to go a little bit further back, because my background starts with musical theater.
Okay.
I started out doing theater when I was all of 6 years old. I was a Muni kid, one of the original Muni kids.
Sweet.
And so I did theater throughout my whole childhood and early adulthood, and only found my way to music and playing instruments when I was in my mid-20s. So I've been playing guitar effectively for about 10 years now.
Mm-hmm.
I started playing on an ex-boyfriend's Seagull, which was a beautiful guitar, and then I was gifted an Alvarez from a friend. And that was my first guitar, and I got that guitar in 2016. And I have just been writing ever since. I did start my first band in 2012. It was called Letter to Memphis. We played all around town, and I really, really enjoyed it a lot. But I mostly sang and played ukulele with that band. But now I pretty much exclusively play guitar. And I really enjoy it.
Cool. What was the Muni like at age six?
Oh my gosh.
It's overwhelming.
Confusing. Confusing. There were like wranglers for us, you mm-hmm. know, and stage managers and things like that, that would kind of help us figure out what we were doing. I was one of the Von Trapp children in The Sound of Music when I was seven. And it's hard for me to even truly remember, because I'm 39 at this point. So that was 1993.
Mm-hmm.
And I do remember it being very, very hot and having to wear multiple costumes on top of each other for quick changes. That is one thing I definitely remember.
Did you love it? Did you rather be home or?
Oh, I loved it. I lived for being on the stage. It goes back even further than that. You know, my mom was an actress, And I would go to her rehearsals. She was a single parent, so I would go to her rehearsals. And I would be, you know, at the age of two, trying to get up on the stage, you know? So I just have always wanted to be a performer. It's what's inside of me. And I'm thankful that it was kind of fostered in me by my mother, you know? So, yeah.
That's great. Very cool. No musical...
Zero.
You ever tried?
I did guitar lessons for 6 months.
Yeah?
When I was in seventh grade, and all I wanted to do was go play baseball.
Oh, okay.
See how you describe music? That was baseball to me.
Nice.
Everything from the word go, like from the time you're the littlest thing, that's just, that was my version of that.
Yeah.
Yep. So out in the heat, we didn't have multiple costumes on, but they were hot, so you're always sweating, but it's like, it didn't matter. That's what I wanted to be doing.
Well, I was both sports and music, and you'll both get this. Like Jimmy Griffin and I played together for a decade now, and we talk about this, that there's a moment, and it doesn't happen every gig. It may happen every 5 or 10 gigs, but there's a moment in music, on stage, and with a team in baseball or another sport, where you lock in.
Yes.
And it's paranormal. It's not just I'm playing the notes and you're playing the notes and we're doing the harmonies. There's something extra. I'm getting chills right now. Something special that happens between a group of people or two people on stage in front of people performing or turning a double play or something. And it's magic. And I feel bad for people who don't get that, you know, who never experience that in life.
Yeah. The baseball version of that is a pitcher and catcher that are locked in. You're thinking the same thing, you're seeing the same thing, you're feeling the same thing, and it leads to success. So that would be you and your bandmates locked in, same thing, you're on the same page, feeling the same vibe, and it results in what you're looking for.
Yeah.
That not only the feeling, but the sound.
And at this point, I'm just rubbing it in, I'm rubbing people's noses in it, but unless you have performed, and it can be any kind of performance, it can be like being a keynote speaker or something, but until you performed in front of people at risk who can just go like, you're terrible, and they accept you and they love it, that's also really intoxicating.
Absolutely. So, you know, when I did something like The Sound of Music at the Muni, I was so young, and it was, you know, a 12,000 seat theater. And so it was so, you know, different. Everyone's gonna love that. You know, they're gonna love seeing a classic musical theater production done by an expert theater. You know, when I trekked out on the adventure of being an original musician, it just was something that you're really putting yourself out there.
Yeah.
You're on stage not as a character. You're yourself.
Mm.
And if people don't like you, they don't like you.
That's it.
And it's like, oh gosh. So it's taking a huge risk. But to me, it's well worth it.
Yeah. Payoff's pretty big.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And even you learn a lot from the down gigs, right?
Yes.
I mean,
absolutely.
Like, yeah, something about that. I've yet to bomb doing comedy, but I haven't done it enough. Right. And I've done it in front of people who bought tickets to see me.
Right. Like
I've done stand up now any number of times. It's gone very well. But I'm very honest. Like when my friends ask me, like, why don't you do it more? Well, because I'm cheating. Like if I went to California and didn't open mic where people had no idea who I was, like, no, I'm not. I don't have my sea legs for that. So what do you want to play for us today?
So I was thinking about playing a song I wrote a few years back that I heard that you might have a connection to, that you might like this song.
Yes.
Or that you might not like this song, but like this, what the song is about. This song is based on or inspired by my favorite episode of The Twilight Zone, which is called A Stop at Willoughby. I believe it's also your favorite episode.
It is. It's a very poignant episode, very sad episode, has something to do with suicide. And it was my brother's favorite episode as well. And when he passed from suicide, it became even more meaningful. So I'm really looking forward to hearing the song.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I'm so sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
And this song, it's, you know, it's a very, it was such a powerful episode. And I, you know, I mostly write from personal experience, but this episode really spoke to me. So I had to write a song inspired by it. So
take it away.
All right. chin drive right on down the line. Here we go to a simpler time, place a time where a man can live his life full measure. Don't you want to live your life full measure and feel warm as if it was by design? But you don't have the time. Oh, rush and go to the place where dollars can make you whole. Can they ever really, really make you whole? Somewhere inside sits an empty bowl. 'Cause you're losing your soul. But when you hop aboard that train, you'll be in sunshine, not in rain. Maybe it takes away the pain if you could stay just one more day, and we could see just what it means. Next stop will be where it's mid-July. Sunshine's in your eye. Now we've made it to a simpler time, a place, a time where a man don't need a badge of status. Finally find his happy apparatus. Living life like Huckleberry Finn. No one can tell you it's a sin. He says, help me please, 'cause I wanna stay. I really, really don't wanna leave. It's the last step in the vast design of things. But he can spread his wings. 'Cause when he hops aboard that train, he'll be in sunshine, not in rain. Maybe it takes away the pain if you could stay just one more day, and we could see just what it means. Next stop will be, now we've made it to a simpler time.
Excellent.
That was weird. Only three people clapping. That was really good.
That's excellent.
Do we have like, we have more applause? We just have like an audience.
That's what's such a privilege to have people come in and do that for us.
Yeah.
You know, they're playing for 100,000 people, but they're playing in front of us. It's really cool.
Yeah.
You'll get how much of a compliment that this is. I love the song. You have a gorgeous, nasty voice. Ooh. It is so wonderful. Deep and rusty.
Yeah,
I love
it. We're getting it on the stream, too, with the comments. So.
Yeah, just love it.
Oh, goodness me.
Yeah, powerful voice. Devin Cahill, you can go see her at the Tower Grove Pride Fest on the 28th of September. What time-ish that's going to be?
3 p.m. on the Orange Stage.
Perfect. 3 p.m. on the Orange Stage. Where do people find your music and find you online and stuff?
So you can find me on Facebook. It is just facebook.com/Devin Cahill Music. You can find me on Bandcamp, devincahill.bandcamp.com. And I'm on Spotify and iTunes and all that jazz. Currently in the studio recording new material. I have a lot of unrecorded material.
Yeah.
I need to get my little booty in the studio.
There you go.
So.
Well, it's a privilege. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me. It's been great.
That was great. Quick break, right back. DGS. Welcome back, guys. 324. Wheels, can you say what you said about the show? I think that's important.
Yeah, it's just fascinating. And it's one of the things I love about being on it for now. What is it? It's two years?
Yeah.
Yeah, 2 years. Is that we hit on the serious stuff. And then we move on to a great musician, and then we talk sports, and then we talk movies, and we talk food. And I did sports for a long time where you do talk about the same thing for 4 hours, essentially. But it's different versions of, but it's also fun. It's just sports, right? You're just having fun for 3 or 4 hours. And I can't imagine having to talk about the same thing for 4 hours. I can't imagine doing that. I can't imagine having to do it like take one topic and it's, oh, that's our whole hour. And we're not going to do it. Now, there are some things that rise to that level. CVPA shooting was that, right? There are things that rise to that, but not just general topics of discussion. That's what I like. Yeah. I think most of the people that quote unquote get it, the DGS, like old school listeners, that's the draw.
Yeah, back 25 years ago, be 25 years, October 16th, when I was, you know, trying to get this show, and they said, well, what do you think the show would be like? And of course, I had no idea. I'd only listened to radio. I'd never been on it. I had no training, no classes. And I said, I just envision it being like happy hour. You just get together with your friends, and at every happy hour I've ever been to, you talk about a bunch of stuff. Sometimes it's a great happy hour. Sometimes it's not so great. But the aspect of not always being great is, to me, a great judge of whether it's real or not. Like, if I have a friend who's been in a relationship for 3 months and it's just nothing but great, give it some time, right? If it's going to be a real relationship, you're going to have a fight. You're going to have some rough patches. And that's why I'm so proud of this show, and why I think it's the most real show on radio anywhere in the country, is because not everything we do is killer. Some stuff we do, it's like, it doesn't quite land. Not everything I say is funny. Not every topic goes the way I think it's going to go. But that's because it's real.
Yeah. And I think what's really... I think you can get it in some of the reactions where people are like, I can't believe you're not talking about this, whatever this topic is, at topic A. And it's like, yeah, we did 2 hours ago. And then we moved on.
Yeah.
And I know that that's not the norm, but that's why podcasts exist. If you want to catch something, you can look them up. And this podcast does really well. So obviously a lot of people get that.
Yeah.
But if there's a specific thing that you're wanting to hear, it's going to be there. It's just not going to be the whole time.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't do 4 hours of Cardinals either.
No.
You know, if you want to hear our Cardinals takes, go to the podcast. They're going to be there with Ricky Horton, with Bernie Miklas, our own little things with Matt Pauly. You know, it's going to be there.
Brian says, I will say Dave has matured. DGS with Tom Turbrock was off the chain. No doubt. I mean, yeah, you've watched the guy grow up 25 years.
Yeah.
That's kind of a weird experiment.
Yeah.
You know, I started the show when I was 36 going on 12, and it was just lots of craziness and bathroom humor and wiener jokes, and we still do our share of that, but then we can pivot right to Maria Kina from the newsroom.
Yeah.
What you got for us?
Well, eastbound 70 is closed at exit 193. This is due to a hazmat situation.
Oh.
It sounds like we have a tractor trailer that overturned, and it sounds like we might have a first responder that's also been injured in this incident. So you're going to get a pretty significant backup there. Again, eastbound 70, exit 193, that's in Warren County.
Okay. Look out for that. You don't need much to make 70 worse, do you?
No, especially not out there. That's where it gets narrow, too, right? Yeah. That's where it's down to two lanes, in each direction, I mean. Yeah. So that's not going to be great.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores.
fast, friendly, clean.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Back, guys, DGS on KMOX. Robert just put up a really nice post. We had a few not nice posts today. It says, Dave, I'm a relatively new to your show, been listening since you switched to KMOX. I truly believe I would have been in a better headspace sooner if I had found you earlier. That's very kind. That makes a big difference.
It's a great compliment.
That that makes up for all the nasty ones. So
I'm gonna ban him too.
Yes. Speaking of 25 years, Dave and I have been together 25 years.
Yeah. How about that?
Show was a little different back in 2000, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Not that much, maybe.
No, not a heck of a lot.
Yeah.
Always fun to do, and you know now. With Rachel off for a little while.
Oh, it's boys club,
are in control.
Yeah. No, nothing can stop us now.
Frat party.
Barking with the dogs.
That's right. So,
by
so
next
folks
week,
who
it'll
are
be
new.
Like, toga.
So, Robert, you're relatively new to the show. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Yeah.
The controlling force is out of the picture.
Yeah, we really do. I'm a lot older than Rach, but I still like look at her like when we're doing stuff
okay?
Just to see whether she's making us. I mean, a shut up face.
In fairness, it's not just because Rachel is a woman. It's because
she's mature.
She's right. A stable personality, and the rest of us are weirdos.
Yeah.
Yes.
I like to think it's I'm a stabilizing force.
No.
Yeah, you can think that all you want.
Dave just went straight for the dagger. Like,
this is like your mom and dad. You're in high school, and your mom and dad said, "You know what? We're gonna go away for a couple of days over the weekend, and you're old enough and mature enough to take care of the house and be normal."
And they're always wrong.
Never works.
My mom and dad were wrong.
They're always wrong.
My mom and dad went to Vegas for 4 days and left me alone.
Yeah.
And I didn't like, I was too
Did
big.
Did you throw a rager?
Well, no, I was too big a nerd. Like,
oh,
I couldn't have a party, you know, like me and my two friends.
Yeah.
But I definitely messed everything up.
Yeah. I had those weekends. I would never have thrown a party at my house. I didn't want to die.
Yeah.
I would have been dead. My dad would
have. Same. And like, and people just don't understand. Like, it was not in the realm of imagination to have a party at Jack Glover's house while he was out of town.
No.
Like, it never even crossed my mind, much less like, should I not?
I'm with you 100%. I never even had a thought of doing that.
It was a godsend I was not popular because I didn't have to worry about having a party.
Yeah, I
was a loser enough that my idea of a rager when my parents went to San Francisco for like a week was I rearranged all the furniture to how I would prefer it.
You got them, didn't you?
Did you leave it that way for when they came home?
Oh, God, no.
Oh, that would have been funny.
Me? I moved the couch in front of the computer so that I could now relax and watch YouTube.
Yeah, see, that stuff I would do. Like, I would have moved stuff around or maybe broken something and not cleaned it up. I would have probably done that when I was a kid in high school.
We had one valuable item in our home, and it was some sort of a very old vase that was pretty expensive. And I broke it playing ball in the house like the Brady Bunch. And I went out back and I buried it in a hole, and I left the shovel sticking out of the hole. And my mom and dad pulled in from Vegas and made a beeline to the hole marked with a shovel.
Sure.
That's turned right. Over one spade, and there's their vase in a million pieces.
Oof.
I'm like, how's Vegas?
Yeah.
Hope you made enough money.
It was okay.
Welcome home. I don't know what that is.
We went away for like 2 days over a weekend, and our son, he was probably a junior in high school, and good kid. But we had a hot tub in the backyard, and I always check in with the local police just to let them know we're not there.
Mm-hmm.
They like to check in. And I got a call from them saying, yeah, we just want you to know it's not out of control, but your son's having a party, and we've got it covered. You know, we're not going to do anything unless something gets out of control.
Yeah.
And then when I got home, I went out to the hot tub, and there were a couple of beer cans behind the hot tub.
Oh, slick.
Yeah, I know. And I said, you know, buddy, I think something happened here over the weekend. And
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know. There's some stuff behind the hot tub that I think you need to take care of. And while you're at it, drain the hot tub, scrub it, and put fresh water in.
Yeah, fair enough.
Because I ain't going in there.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I get so mad at these kids. Like, that's such an easy one. Like, just do it once around, at least do it once around the hot tub.
Oh, he said, man, I thought I got them all.
Funny. Anything much to add to the forecast, Dave? Kind of the same?
No, it's holding, this omega block that looks like the Greek letter omega in the atmosphere, high pressure right over us. And that high pressure is preventing the Gulf of Mexico from opening up. That's why our humidity has only been in the moderate range. There is also, it's not an official tropical system, but there is a homegrown low pressure system right over the mid-Atlantic states. It's going into New England. And it might as well be a tropical storm anyway, torrential rains and some strong gusty winds. That's part of the block. But the block is going, we're hot again tomorrow, moderate humidity, not record heat, but above average, 95 Wednesday, 95 again Thursday. The block breaks down Thursday night, especially late Thursday night and into Friday with scattered showers and a couple of thunderstorms. Not convinced it's a lot of rain. And then we turn a little cooler on Friday, but still above average, 85 degrees. And it looks like 85 for Saturday and Sunday. There might be a couple of spot showers around over the weekend, but most of the time should be dry. And mid-80s. That'll feel okay.
Good, good. Dave, I'll read this to you. I read it earlier in the show. It's okay. It's not the funniest thing I've ever read, but it's Missouri's 12 seasons. Winter, full spring, second winter, spring of deception, third winter, the pollinating, actual spring, summer, the devil's front porch, false fall, second summer, and actual fall.
There you go.
Pretty close.
Love it.
Pretty
it's
close.
Great. Yep. Yep.
Andrew, you want to take a shot at headlines?
I'll take a shot. Okay. So the judge dismissed the terrorism charges against Luigi Mangione. That's kind of some of the big news of the day. Luigi is, of course, the accused killer of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Today was his first courtroom appearance in 5 months, which can you believe it's been that long?
I would have thought longer. It's one of those things.
The evidence presented was insufficient to support the terrorism charges because while he clearly had a grudge against UHC, he did not have a goal to intimidate or coerce the greater population of America.
Okay.
Which is why they dropped the terrorism charges.
Okay.
Governor Tim Walz, remember that guy?
Kind of.
Barely. he has announced his intention to seek a third term in office, despite facing criticism for pretty much all of the programs that he enacted during his term. He wishes to continue leadership, while Republicans have labeled him a proven failure, which is why I included the story, because I thought that was harsh, but, kind of true.
I don't know. I mean, in hindsight, I think he was a terrible pick for Kamala Harris. It's like no one knew him, and he's about as white bread as you get in every way. There's just nothing. I bet he's a nice man, but he just had nothing to offer. I didn't think he brought anything to the ticket. So,
Not his dance moves.
Yeah. Some would argue that that was true of the whole ticket.
President Trump has filed a $15 billion defamation and libel lawsuit That's against reasonable. The New York Times, accusing the newspaper of spreading false information about him and his family. He claims that the publication of a book and three articles was intended to damage his reputation, sabotage his 2024 candidacy, and prejudice judges and juries in legal cases against him. The Times has responded, saying the lawsuit lacks merit and is an attempt to stifle independent reporting. And Trump cites his previous successful defamation suits against ABC and CBS as evidence of his willingness to pursue legal action against media outlets.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about that? Trump suing the media every opportunity.
It costs you very little to sue people relatively, especially when you're a billionaire. And right now is his season. You got to give it to him. This is Trump season. And people are afraid of him. And they're settling because they're afraid of him, not because they think they're going to lose in court. Mm-hmm. The one that I hope goes forward, which won't, mark my words, you know, mark the tape, Trump will dismiss his case against the Wall Street Journal because their defense is going to be that that letter in the Epstein birthday book was real, and they'll be able to bring in forensic scientists and fingerprints and DNA to prove that he really did it. And him knowing that, or at least someone in his circle being smart enough to know that, some lawyer is going to say, hey, whether you actually wrote that thing or not is your business. But I'm telling you, if it can be proven, you don't want to go forward with this suit because they'll prove it.
Fascinating. Very interesting. FBI Director Kash Patel is facing criticism for his handling of the Charlie Kirk investigation and his public feud with Pam Bondi over the Epstein files. He has Trump's full support, but his appearance before the Senate Judiciary Committee is seen as a crucial moment for his future. He claimed to be unaware of a whistleblower disclosing information to Bondi, and he failed to explain why a July memorandum on Epstein-related records was unsigned. It's just getting worse and worse for him. People are really, really mocking the fact
that... He's a total joke. This is what happens when you nominate friends and allies and not people who are qualified. If we're going to continue to have a country, whether there's a Democrat in the Oval Office or a Republican, we need to reiterate to someone that cares that when you appoint someone, the Senate should give advice and consent. And the most important thing should be, are they qualified? He is not qualified to run the FBI. Gabbard is not qualified to run to be the director of national intelligence. Not because it's Trump, not because he's a Republican. Every Republican before him nominated people who were qualified.
Yeah, and there are certainly people that are Trump supporters and followers that are qualified for those jobs.
Dozens, if not hundreds.
I mean, there's tons.
Yes.
And people have pointed out that he's been getting really mocked because basically the only reason they caught the suspected killer of
the dad turned him
Kirk
in.
Is because the dad turned him in. And people have been making memes of Kash Patel saying, like, hey, sir, do you have any other criminals that you'd like to report to his dad?
It's sad. It's just sad.
Speaking of, Tyler Robinson, the accused gunman in Charlie Kirk's assassination, may face a firing squad as prosecutors plan to unveil the charges on Tuesday. They are going for the death penalty. They are going to use the fact that he refuses to cooperate against him. What's really interesting about that is that if they can't get the lethal injection to go through, they're going to do it by firing squad, which Utah.
I think he gets to choose.
Do they get to choose?
Yeah, he gets to choose.
It's one of the only. It says it allows for firing squad if lethal injection is unavailable. But I think that's interesting. I wonder when the last time somebody was lawfully executed via.
I don't think it was that long ago.
I think there was one recently because I think the person involved chose it.
Yes.
It's not the same in every state where they can choose the means. But I believe someone pretty recently chose to do the
last couple
squad.
Of years.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
All right. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
You got it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
This is going to go well. The DOJ, through the Attorney General, announced today that they are going to begin aggressively prosecuting hate speech. And Justice Sotomayor came out and said that this is criminalizing free speech. So we've been kind of dancing around it for a while now. Now it's going to be a straight up battle.
So define that.
Exactly. It's going to be the DOJ. Like the DOJ, like they get to do that. For example, they could arrest you.
Right.
For something that you said today that was critical of the administration.
Sure.
And then it's just a matter of you defending yourself and either getting acquitted or found guilty. And then if you're found guilty, then it goes eventually appealing, to the Supreme Court. Yeah, yeah. And they say you can't criminalize speech.
Well, the problem is this administration, I think, has a very different opinion than a lot of people on what hate speech is. You know, a lot of people would say, like, racist, homophobic, transphobic things that you could say to somebody is hate speech. And then this administration seems to think hate speech is just saying, like, I don't like Charlie Kirk. You know what I mean?
I mean, so we'll see. We'll find out when they start prosecuting
interested
people.
Interested in seeing what this administration will say hate speech.
Because we already have laws for things like making threats.
Yes.
That's already on the books.
Yes.
Like, if you're threatening somebody, that can be legal action already. Like, that's not new. So barring a threat to anybody, how is it not covered by the First Amendment?
I would think it would be. And it has been many times in the past when the Supreme Court took it up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.